Travel Talk is back. Let's continue our journey.
103.8 The Bravo Radio, the smoothest sound on the radio. Bravo listeners, kembali di Travel Talk. Masih bersama saya Farah Tubagus. Dan saat ini kita sudah masuk dalam segmen ketiga talk show bersama Tantra Tobing, travel blogger, dalam tema Luxurious Travel Blog. Nah, Tantra bisa ceritakan sedikit gak sih langkah-langkah nih yang biasanya Anda lakukan sebagai travel blogger? Apa yang Anda lakukan untuk decide making the new destination atau making the new blog?
On the destination dulu ya kali ya, on the traveling itself kali ya. Banyak orang juga yang nanya, gimana sih, I mean like what do you do kalau misalnya how to book certain destination, certain trip gitu. Jadi most of the time sebenarnya trip saya itu di booking kalau sebenarnya kalau saya nggak bisa tidur. And I'm very last minute traveler. Jadi like I always book everything one day, two days, kecuali yang jauh ya. Kecuali yang jauh kalau emang pakai visa ya mungkin agak well in advance. Tapi tetap biasanya most of the time itu kalau lagi random, lagi nggak bisa tidur, and then browsing, ya tahu-tahu dapat, ya udah gitu. Like my last one itu yang terakhir ke Hong Kong yang tadi itu juga like only few days before, dan itu juga gara-gara nggak bisa tidur jam 2, jam 3 pagi nggak bisa tidur.
Insomnia mungkin atau kebanyakan traveling jadinya time-nya lapse terus tuh.
Nah, that's another thing juga sih. Like I never had any jet lag. Jadi kayak kemanapun pergi itu saya selalu bangunnya pagi. Jadi my ritual itu kalau misalnya lagi pergi itu I do morning jogs.
Okay.
So I always bring my jogger. I always do morning jogs in all the parks in yang di city yang saya datengin lah. Gitu. So that's like one of the ritual yang saya lakuin kalau misalnya lagi traveling, karena saya selalu kalau bangun tuh selalu like very too early in the morning, jam 5, jam 6, which is breakfast hotel pun belum ada gitu.
Betul.
Jadi I always do like biasanya emang morning jog gitu.
But asking like I want to ask you as a luxurious travel blogger, then you've had all this experience gitu. What do you think is the best airline?
The best airlines, it's always tough to answer karena banyak banget dimensionnya. I mean like banyak banget sisi yang mesti dinilai.
Well, maybe but I can ask like what's the best business class? Let's start with business class.
Okay. I want to highlight like probably some of my recent flight experience dulu lah, karena beberapa ini juga saya coba kayak beberapa few airlines yang baru gitu. So my recent flight experience like to Frankfurt few months ago, itu saya coba Oman Air. I mean like I came with no expectation. I mean like the Oman Air sendiri maksudnya belum maksudnya nggak ini with other like other Middle East carriers lah, which is yang saya juga udah coba semua anyway. So in comparison, menurut saya it's like really blew me away. I mean like the food, I mean like the seats, the seats even, I mean like it's like probably one of the best that I've ever sat on gitu.
Oh, okay.
Terus the wine also like very very excellent gitu. Jadi maksudnya it's really blew me away gitu. Terus kalau misalnya dari service, I mean like the service, I always like I'm not really on a specific airlines, tapi lebih ke nationalities sih. Nationalities itu I mean like Japanese cruise, Thai cruise, and the Indonesian cruise, itu always like the best in the world. I mean like hospitality, you feel like really at home. I mean like even if you fly with the Middle East carriers yang emang multinational, they have probably like berapa 70-80 negara dunia, itu always biasanya cari yang either Japanese, the Thai, or Indonesian, karena they always like they serve like really from heart ya. Jadi like lebih sincere lah dibanding gitu. On airport, yang saya baru datengin kemarin itu yang blew me away is Zagreb Airport in Croatia. Itu mereka baru setahun sih, baru sekitar setahun yang lalu lah dibuka lagi. The architecture, the structure and everything is like really blew me away. Jadi again came with no expectation, and then suddenly like the airport like really really probably one of the best that I've seen in the world. Gitu.
Croatia. Itu untuk airport ya. Tapi kalau kita ngomong about seats nih, because seats is very important especially for long haul flights. Which is the best seat for you? Tadi Oman you already said, tapi is that for business class?
Oman is for business class.
Okay. Jadi for you after Oman ada apa second choice for you?
Second choice, I like Etihad sih. Etihad is very very comfortable. I like the color. I mean like normally when I'm flying I'm not assessing lah, maksudnya I like to like see like all the details. I mean like what I see, what I touch. I mean like everything. I like Etihad because like it's very comfortable, it's very ergonomic, and like the color is like very suiting lah. Maksudnya for like long haul. Sometimes like flying long haul, I mean like the colors and you see after a while kan quite daunting gitu kan. Like Etihad is quite good sih for me.
Okay, so Oman and Etihad probably for business class ya.
Oman and Etihad.
First class or suites biasanya dipanggil.
First class or suites. Yang paling saya sering terbang sih SQ. Gitu. So I'm quite subjective on that. They're not necessarily always the best, but sometimes ada hit and miss-nya juga. Kayak kemarin nih waktu saya terbang ke Hong Kong, I mean like most of the crews itu pertama kali flight-nya mereka dengan pesawat itu and the cabin. So they're not even familiar with the seats.
Okay.
Jadi kadang bisa hit and miss juga sih. Jadi itu satu one thing yang saya juga highlight di blog saya karena there are no two same flight experience lah.
Yes.
Each of the flight itu pasti punya cerita sendiri. Ada other passengers tentang pengalaman cabin crew dan segala macam. It's always a story behind a flight. Jadi itu sebenarnya yang saya pengen highlight juga gitu.
Okay, so untuk first class or first class suites itu Singapore Airlines ya for you personally.
So far, yes. I haven't tried.
We will update
all.
You maybe sometime, in the future. Tapi and then of course after the seat, the second most important is also the in-flight dining. Apakah sama juga pilihannya for you in-flight dining?
In-flight dining seperti saya bilang tadi is Oman really quite blew me away. I mean like the presentation itu like for me it's in business class it's one of the best. It's the best amongst all the Middle East carriers which I've already flown all of them. Oman Air got like very nice presentations on the food. Gitu. So I'm quite impressed on that. Gitu. Kalau SQ, the good thing is like you know what to expect lah. You can go. They have like this book the cook that you can like order like before your flight itu bisa book yang mereka serve. So no surprise there. So if you're like really like precisions and everything, go with SQ because you can go with the book the cook so you know what to get and everything gitu. Sometimes kan kalau misalnya orang itu kan lihat the in-flight menu, oh begini doang, it's quite nggak sesuai ekspektasi gue nih gitu. Jadi if you want precision, you go with SQ.
Okay, so SQ and Oman Nah mungkin sekarang bisa ceritakan nih pengalaman travel blogging yang paling berkesan.
Travel blogging yang paling berkesan. Okay. One mungkin yang paling berkesan beberapa bulan yang lalu saya pergi ke Manila. And apparently ada satu orang which is like the airline yang saya pergi itu ground staff itu ngelihat Instagram story saya. Dan ternyata dia nge-greet di sana. Apparently he's orang ini ada in my follow in my Instagram for quite some time. So waktu turun dari pesawat dia actually udah greet gitu.
Karena
I was like, I think I was the first passenger to came out from the plane. Jadi dia dari sana with like welcome Mr. Tantra and everything. So I was quite surprised because he just saw it just in my Instagram story. So like it's quite easy. Gitu.
That's your in Manila.
In Manila a few months ago. Gitu. So that's one of the things because I write everything in English. Gitu. Jadi I want to have like more exposure in nggak cuma di Indonesia tapi like more to other country. Which like so far my blog has been visited by like over 80 over countries in the world.
Okay.
Gitu, from all the continents. So like that's.
Do you get invited by airlines then, since you review them all the time?
No, because like, I'm working in banking, so in my line of work, I used to manage like all the travel clients.
Oh.
So I know most of the travel people, airlines, hotel agents, you name it. So is most of them my friends. So we like to share stories and everything.
See.
So
okay.
That's not good. Like that. Any of invited, but like more to like sharing because like so many of my airline clients and everything, mereka juga tahu like I'm into aviation and like they're even in my social media, so they know like where I go and everything.
Okay, bravo listeners, jangan kemana-mana, kita harus break dulu sebentar. Tapi setelah yang satu ini, kita akan kembali ngobrol-ngobrol dengan Tantra Tobing, travel blogger tentang luxurious travel blog.
There's more to explore on Travel Talk. We'll be right back after this.